This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. It's been nearly a year since trade tensions between China and the U.S. began escalating. Since then, both countries have introduced several rounds of tariffs, hitting multiple industries in Louisiana. Here to discuss the impact in this state so far is Greg Upton, an assistant research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Greg, thanks for chatting with me.
Thanks for having me, Wallace.
So these tariffs have hit across multiple sectors of Louisiana's economy. Where are we seeing the biggest impact?
So to really understand the implications of the tariffs on Louisiana's economy, you really need to think about two trends that have happened over the past decade. The first is on the production of oil and natural gas. We've seen historic increases, and today we're producing more oil and natural gas than at any point in our history. On the demand side for that product, though, we've actually had very stagnant demand for energy products in the United States. And Louisiana right now is in the midst of making tens of billions of dollars of investments in refining, chemical manufacturing, and the export of energy. And it's those billions of dollars of investments that are geared towards markets, international markets, and in particular in the developing world. And so if the tariffs continue to be ratcheted up, there's a risk that this could cause a stop in those investments, or at least a slowdown in those investments, and the implications for the Louisiana economy could be pretty significant.
Louisiana is particularly vulnerable to these tariffs, especially compared to other states. Why is that?
Well, Louisiana historically has been in the market of international trade. We have about 30 ports here in Louisiana. And while those ports themselves employ maybe 1,000 or so workers, the economic impact of those ports on the state as a whole is way more significant than that. The second reason that Louisiana is particularly vulnerable to potential trade wars is right now we have over $100 billion of projects that have been announced. And these projects are, again, in whole, largely dependent upon opportunities for export. And so, again, in order to have these investments be made over the next 5 or 6 years, we really have to have access to those international markets.
So late last week, both the Chinese government and President Trump announced that higher tariffs or taxes could be on the horizon. So if these tariffs continue escalating, what's the potential economic threat to Louisiana?
The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas released a study last year that ranked all of the states in the United States in terms of their vulnerability to a potential trade war. And Louisiana was actually in the top three states in terms of vulnerability. And they estimated in a worst-case scenario, Louisiana could actually see a 7% reduction in our gross state product. To give you a perspective of what that means, that's about $3,500 per person, and that would certainly be enough to put Louisiana into a recession. Now, on the other hand, though, that's a worst-case scenario. The Chinese market is not the only market in the world to sell to. Hopefully, at the end of these negotiations, we're able to see lower tariffs overall, which would be good for economic growth, not only for China, but also for the United States.
Greg Upton from LSU Center for Energy Studies, appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Wallace. Happy to be here.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.